on a Thursday, on Thanksgiving Eve, and then had it on Thanksgiving morning. That every schedule works good for some and not so good for others, but here we are tonight. You're here, and you took a bath, or at least you smell good. Amen. And you got a big smile on your face, and your sins are gone, and you're on your way to heaven. And when the world's on fire and darkness veils the sun, I'll live on. The old song used to go, I'll live on through eternity. I'll live on. Praise God. You know, I feel so sorry for this world. They're just so caught up in everything right now. But you know, all the toys of now are going to fade into nothing. And what we're basically celebrating, us squares, are going to wind up walking on streets of gold. Woo! Hallelujah. We're going to take golden taxi cabs, Brother Johnny.
Amen.
Big gold wheels, you know. Amen. We're going to celebrate throughout eternity the death, the burial, the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, praise God. You ready for some word tonight? Amen.
Praise be unto the Lord. All right. Praise God, praise God.
Hallelujah. Turn with me to the 17th chapter of the Gospel of St. Luke. 17th chapter of the Gospel of St. Luke. And I'm reading, beginning at verse 11. And it came to pass as he went to Jerusalem that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered into a certain village, there met him 10 men that were lepers which stood afar off. They lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And when he saw them, he said unto them, go show yourselves unto the priest. And it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back and with a loud voice glorified God and fell down at his face, or fell down on his face at the feet of Jesus, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan of low stature. He was not of the up and outers of the day. And Jesus answering said, Were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? They are not found that return to give glory to God, save this stranger. And he said unto him, arise, go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole. I went through a number of scriptures, just sort of going through my Strong's Concordance, and Brother Charlie's already shared some of those with you, but you know, the Word of God tells us, actually back in Leviticus, it was interesting, there were 5 times in Leviticus where they offered a sacrifice of thanksgiving. In the Old Testament, in their offering time, their burnt offerings, of course, the offerings they would bring, it would be to offer a sacrifice of praise. There was praise connected with the sacrifice. I mean, it wasn't sadness that I'm losing part of my livestock, but it was a praise. There was a praise connected with the sacrifice. And I love Psalms 116, verse 17. I will offer the sacrifice of thanksgiving. The sacrifice of thanksgiving. You'll find that expression several times in the Word of God. Actually, I found 100 plus times when some form of thanks, thanksgiving, thankful, was given in the Word of God. So thankfulness, to be thankful is very much a scriptural divine order expression to God. Psalms 104, verse 4 said, enter his gates with thanksgiving. You know, really, I don't know where we, you know, we ought to be so charged with the time it comes to praise and worship that we'd sail on past, you know. The Bible said, come in the door happy. Go to church happy. On the way to church, pop a praise tape in. If you don't have one, check out the bookstore. On your way to church, if you're not happy, get happy. And come in the door happy. Greet people happy. Amen. And you ought to be so happy by the time we get to praise and worship. Well, you can preach your own sermon there. Praise the Lord. Psalms 147:7 said, sing unto the Lord. Sing unto the Lord with thanksgiving. So our singing should not just be sad singing. Our singing should be with thanksgiving. Oh, praise God. Jonah 2:9, I believe it was, said there's to be a voice of thanksgiving. A voice of thanksgiving. You know, every church, I want to encourage this in our church, let there be a voice of thanksgiving. In every department, in every staff, in every person that it is, let there be a voice. There should just be a happy murmur. Say, what are you saying? Oh, I'm just praising the Lord. I'm just so thankful that I have shoes. Just so thankful that I had something to eat today. So thankful for the blessings of the Lord. Amen. Praise God. So there's just so many wonderful references, actually, that I just on a quick count over 125 in some form of thanks, thanksgiving, thankfulness, thanks unto the Lord. And, of course, I love 2 Corinthians 9:15. Thanks be unto God for his unspeakable gift. Words cannot describe how wonderful the gift of our Lord and Savior really is. Hallelujah. And remember Jesus, even when he was serving communion with thanks, he gave thanks before he broke it, gave thanks. And remember, he's the one that's going to go through it, but he gave thanks. I want us just to zero in tonight for the next few moments here in Luke chapter 17. Verses, well, we've read verses 11 through 19 on the power, the miracle power of thanksgiving. There's a number of titles you could give it. The miracle power of thanksgiving. There's a power that releases miracles in thanksgiving. A thankful heart is a blessed heart. A merry heart doeth good like a medicine. Amen. A happy heart. Now, as we look at these leprous men, just going right into the story, there was a certain village. It could have been anywhere. I'm glad he said certain because it could be Calvary Cathedral International in this service right now. There was a certain place then, and there are places all over the world, a certain village, and there met him 10 men that were lepers. 10 men that were lepers. 10 men that had a problem that only God could solve. And I think one thing that God's leading all of us in the church, I know he's dealing with my heart, that breakthrough in everything begins in the Spirit. The breakthrough doesn't come with a manufacturer's manual. I'm talking about earthwise. Financial breakthrough, healing breakthrough, relations breakthrough, relationship breakthroughs, business breakthroughs. It begins in the spirit world because God's the sharpest businessman in the universe. No one is sharper than God. Amen. So as I look at these men with leprosy, the only answer to the leprosy of sin, and sin was equated with leprosy. Sin, someone had leprosy, you just say sin's involved. I'm not even going to attempt to say how sin is involved, but I mean leprosy was a type of sin, and they treated it as such. But the only answer to the leprosy of sin is Jesus. The only answer to impossibilities is Jesus. Amen. Jesus is sharper than the best medical hospital in the world or America. Sharper than Wall Street. Sharper than any strategist. But the only answer to the leprosy of sin, the impossibility, because people were not cleansed. By and large, there was no cure for leprosy. For some reason, some would get better, and obviously there were some that did make it and pull through, and that's why they had the test of going to the priest to check that out. But the only answer to the leprosy of sin is Jesus. The only answer to your deepest need, your most challenging problem, the most difficult person in your life, or as Brother Greg Moore said, the sandpaper person in your life, the only answer to that is Jesus. The only answer is Jesus. Your head is not sharp enough. Your will, your wit, your charisma, your personality, only Jesus. It's all about Him. Now, you say, why are you emphasizing that? Because 10 leprous men knew that. 10 leprous men knew that. When they saw Jesus, they saw the only possible answer to their impossibility. When Jesus passed by, they said, this is our opportunity of a lifetime. This is it. When they saw Jesus, when Peter saw Jesus walking on the water, when Jesus saw Peter walking on the water, he cried out. I don't see where any of the other disciples cried out to Jesus. They might have cried out in fear. But Peter cried out, Lord, if it's you, bid me come. Peter perceived that the only answer to that storm, Peter was a fisherman. He understood water. He understood boats. And as far as Peter was concerned, this is it. We've had it, except here's the answer, walking on the water. That's Jesus. When they saw Jesus, when they saw Jesus, oh God, the end result of every service, of every sermon, of every time of praise and worship, of every prayer meeting, of every teaching in Bible school, or the end result of all we do is to see Jesus. Not to see the problem magnified, but to see Jesus. When the 10 lepers saw Jesus, all 10 of them believed that He was the answer to their leprosy. There was no doubt about it. When Peter saw Jesus walking on the water, he said, this is our only answer. This is the only answer. You guys can stay in the boat if you want to. If this is Jesus, I'm going out to Him. It's safer on the water walking with Jesus than it is in the boat with unbelief. Haven't said that before, but write that down. It's safer walking on the water with Jesus than it is staying in a boat of unbelief. Somebody's getting this. This is getting to be fun. This is getting to be fun. You're picking up on what I'm saying tonight. Hallelujah. Praise be unto God. They saw Jesus. Oh God, let us see Jesus. You say, you mean see Him in His physical form? I mean to sense His presence, to sense His glory, to see His power, to see His word. To see His word is to see Him. All right, so the only answer to their leprosy of sin was Jesus. When the 10 lepers saw Jesus, the Bible said they cried out. They cried out, Jesus! Jesus, Master! Master! Oh, they cried out, Jesus, Master. They cried out, Jesus, Master. And you know what they did? This is so precious. They cast themselves on the mercy of God. Have mercy on us. That's what happened when we were born again. He had mercy on us. His love and mercy wrote my name. Hallelujah. Have mercy. Oh, have mercy. Have mercy. Have mercy. Not, Lord, how great I am. Not as the Pharisees or as that one that smote his breast and bragged on how he fasted and all that he did, but as the one that bowed before him and just cried out, mercy! Mercy! Oh, there's power in humbling your heart before God. I don't mean that you speak negatively or beat up on yourself or get yourself all mixed up in condemnation. But I'm just saying you humble your heart. Everything I have is because of the mercy of God. Everything you have is because of the mercy of God. Everything God's ever given us is because of the, not because we deserve it, but because of the mercy of God. Now, you say, well, what's so important? All right, they saw Jesus. They realized that he was the only answer to their impossibility. They cried out. God only knows how loud they cried out with all of their might. And they cast themselves on the mercy of the Lord. Now we're ready. Are you ready to catch that pass on the goal line? They got a word from Jesus. The end result of seeing Jesus, the end result of knowing that he's the only answer to your leprosy, the end result of saying, Jesus! I don't care what anyone says. Jesus! Be quiet. No, Jesus! The end result of casting themselves on the mercy of God, not being arrogant or boastful or proud, but just casting themselves upon the mercy of God. See, that's what the thief on the cross did. One thief tried to play tough guy. He went into eternity, a fool. A fool. The man was on a cross next to forgiveness. But he went into eternity. The other man on the other cross said, remember me. You know what he was doing? He was asking for mercy. His love and mercy wrote that man's name. Praise God. And they got a word from Jesus. Church, keep on, get your grip on a word from God. I said, get your grip on a word from God. You say, what word is it? Well, what word God quickens to you? One verse will see you through. One chapter will see you through. One verse will see you through. Sometimes I think I almost wear my Bible out in Isaiah 41. Brother, it's a chapter that works for me. I mean, I've been there. Depending on God, I've been there when, things weren't going real well. I've been there when the future looks bleak. I've been there and I've heard his word. I'm going to make you a new, sharp, threshing instrument having teeth. Can't go under for going over. If you get a word from God. Can't go under for going over if you get a word from God. They got a word from the Lord. How can I say that any more simply? You know, as a pastor, you know, I've pastored long enough. There's even people that I've dedicated as infants, people we've seen educated in our Bible school, people that I dedicated them, people that I married, people that later on, I mean, God uses you maybe in a time of separation or divorce, God forbid, and it happens sometimes in marriage. I mean, in every way, when they're about to go under financially, I mean, you name anything that can go wrong. I mean, there are families that have been in this church that just about anything that could go wrong went wrong. But here's the thing. They just kept trusting God, and they kept trusting God. But, you know, listen to me. You don't sit around here and hear this word. This word will either melt your heart, or this word will harden your heart. Take heed how you hear. That's what Jesus said. Take heed what you hear, and take heed how you hear. I'm not putting a trip on you. I'm not giving you something legalistic. It's important to hear the word with a receptive heart. Not to develop a heart. Well, what does he mean by that? Well, I saw the way he looked at me when he was preaching, you know. Hey, I'm telling you, I could write a book as thick as a Strong's Concordance on the things that people thought they came up with, got hardness of heart, and nobody could deal with them. And just nobody can touch them. Biggest revival the greater Metroplex could have is people who have missed it, humbling their hearts and come. I mean, thank God for the harvest of people coming to Jesus, but one of the second greatest harvests would be people that have missed it, humbling their hearts, and coming back to the cross. It takes a big man or it takes a precious woman to say, I was wrong. And when you're deceived, saying you're wrong is about the last thing you want to say. What I'm saying is, a word from God, I value that. I covet that. It's priceless. Bill Gates doesn't have enough money to buy a word from God. Mr. Buffett, Warren Buffett, doesn't have enough railroad track to buy a word from God. The football folks don't have enough whatever it takes to buy a word from God. You can get a word from God here tonight. Just one word from God. Hallelujah. They got a word from God. You know what that word was? Go find your man of God. Go and show. Go. Don't just pass through. Go and show. You're a man of God. You know what? I need you, but you know what? You need me. We need each other. Now you're shouting real good. We need each other. We need each other. And thank God we have each other. They got a word from God. But what in the word was that word? I just gave it to you. Go and show. Get up off the ground. Get out of that leper's posture. Take off that leper's cloak. Take off that something that warns passersby. Don't come close to me. I have leprosy. I could give you leprosy. But go and show. Go find your man of God. There was a connect. I've never seen this, so help me. I thought, well, Lord, everybody knows this story. I mean, everybody's going to preach ahead of me 3 points, you know. But look at that. Go and show. Go find your man of God. Hallelujah. Somebody needs to get that tonight. There's a connection here. Go and show. Don't just go, but show. Hallelujah. Well, I went to church. No, I'm talking about more than that. I'm talking about connecting, 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 connecting. Go. I'm going to preach to my shadows back here tonight. Hey, I lost one shadow. I usually have three. No, there it is right there. Go and show. Go and show. Go find your man of God. Well, I haven't seen him in a long time. Make a new connection. Get things settled down. Get things right. Get things straight. Go show. Go show. Don't disappear. Go show. Man, it's hard to get away from that. Go show. Go show yourself. Find your man of God. I don't know if I'm the only one that got that here tonight, but I'm enjoying the revelation of it up here myself. Praise God. It pays to have the right connections. I said it pays to have the right connections. It pays to have the right faith connections, the right faith friends, the right faith people that know how to agree with you and pray with you and stand. It pays. It pays. God, help us not to be a ship adrift in the ocean without a rudder or a sail. Well, as they went, hallelujah, one of them, he saw that he was healed. One of them. It thrilled me if every one of us got it, but one of them is going to get it tonight. I wonder who that one of them is. Maybe it's one of a pew. Maybe it's one of a section. One of them, when he saw, how did he see? He was watching. That's where I've got leprosy. I'm on my way to the man of God. I'm on my way to go and show. I'm on my way. The man gave me a word. Jesus gave me a word. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Whoa, the symptoms are gone. One of them saw that he was healed. And he said, I can't go on my way. I've got to go back. And herein is the difference in takers and givers. This is just loaded with truth. He said, I can't go on my way. I mean, the rest of them said, man, it's about time we go fishing, or it's about time. We need to go do things we've never done for a long time. But one said, I got to go back. I've got to go. Got to go back. Hallelujah. When he saw that he was healed, he turned back. And with a loud voice, he came to Jesus. You know, sometimes people get a little loud in church. It's about time some of you got a little louder in church. Something bigger has already happened here tonight than a hockey puck in a net, or a basketball in a hoops, or the football over the uprights. Woo, we're celebrating. We're celebrating Jesus tonight. With a loud voice, glory! Glory to God! Glory to God! Glory to God! And he fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. With a loud voice, he gave thanks. Fell down at his feet. Fell down at his feet. On his face before Jesus, giving thanks. And Jesus, you know, you thought, well, he might have said, well, thank God I got 1 out of 10. No, he said, where are the other 9? He wants all of us to give praise. He wants all of us to give thanksgiving tonight. My, there are not found that return to give glory to God save this stranger. Samaritans were not really thought of very highly. And he said unto him, arise, get up, go, use your faith. It's all right. That's all right, Clancy. Clarence heard that. Amen. Arise. Go your way. Use your faith. Use the faith that just brought you through. Use the faith that made the difference in a crisis situation. Use that faith. Don't just abuse that faith, but use that faith. You know what faith in God can do now. You know you can come through impossible situations. Arise and go and use your faith. You had leprosy, but you don't have it now, buddy. Your leprosy has been cleansed. You know, countless times in churches we hit a bump in the road. And you know, you got to remember, I was born in Fort Worth, raised in Fort Worth. I could call several churches that some of you wouldn't remember. There might be one or two here tonight that might have some vague memory of some of those. But, you know, I'd hear people coming and they say, "Well, have you heard the latest about?" And there used to be a church where I received the Holy Spirit. Said, "That whole church is just going down." It's a great church, powerful church. Awesome spirit of revival. And dead churches didn't like that church too much. But I'd hear, "Well, you know, they're just going down. They're going down finally." And, you know, I heard that over the years, and they never went down. They never went down. There's always going to be some naysayer around. I mean, so, have you heard the latest? Hey, the latest is, if God be for us, who can be against us? Get out of the way, Buster. We're coming through. Nay, in all these things, we're more than conquerors. Yeah, I've heard the latest. Go. Arise. Go. And use your faith. You can get on your faith and do that right now. Let's get on our feet and get on our faith. Hallelujah. Thank God your leprosy's gone. I said, thank God your leprosy is gone. Thank God you're a leper no longer. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Oh, hallelujah. 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 Oh, glory to God. Man, the only answer to your problem tonight is Jesus. The only answer to their leprosy was Jesus. The only answer to your problem is Jesus. I sense Jesus. I sense Jesus. And I'm going to keep on crying out, "Jesus, have mercy. Help me, Lord. Help me, Lord." Because I've got a word from God. God's going to see me through. I've got a word from God. Got a word from God? Anybody got a word from God tonight? Hey, 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 hey. Anybody got a word from God? They got a word. Go and show. Get up and shake yourself. Get out of that leper's mess. Go and show. Leave this service night with your head up. Praise tape going on the parking lot. Just watch it. It can affect your speed sometimes. Man, I was listening to some praise tape the other day, and I had to slow down. I thought, man, I glory to God. Woo! Mel, are you happy or are you just looking happy? You got to shout. Could I hear a shout? Whoa! Oh, glory to God. Glory. Glory, 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 glory. You know, it doesn't happen every week. It doesn't happen all the time. But I face times in my life as a pastor. It just seems like there's no way out, and there's no way through in situations and people's lives. And I mean, you do everything you know how to do. It's just like you slam dunk against a concrete wall. But you just keep crying out, "Jesus, have mercy." And you get a word from God. And you believe that word. You don't back off of that word. Faith sees nothing but the Word of God. Real faith sees nothing but the Word of God. Real faith sees nothing but the Word of God. Because it's the only ball game in town. Man shall not live by bread alone,
but by every word. By every word. Every word. Not the word of channel, whatever the number may be, but by every word of God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Well, would you just praise God? You've been such a wonderful Lord. Would you just like to come? Let's have a final shout together tonight. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.